That was BT Express. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you ready for Monday Night Madness? Now, that is not our feature. BT is not our feature today. We've got none other than the legendary Smokey, William Smokey Robinson, ladies and gentlemen, coming up. But before we do that, I have a song that I want to share with you cats. And this is written by none other than Derek the Changeman Smith. Now, you guys know Derek the Changeman Smith, pastor, soul-singing pastor, blues, gospel, I mean, just the whole nine yards, right? Deacon Otis Wicknine. Oh, my goodness. So, honestly, I have a song I wanted to play by him. Before we open the show, I've got to my main man, the professor over there to my left. But this one, if you notice, and if you guys have been listening in, each and every day we have a show called the Get Up to Get Down Morning Show, featuring none other than Pastor Derek the Changeman Smith. And also he has a special guest in sometime, Deacon Otis Wicknine. All of the characters that this guy plays, even the background singers in his music, they're all him, right? You got the Starlight Echoes, you got Willard Wicknine, you got Fillmore Rutledge, you've got Miller Thunderbird, yeah, even Petty. I bet you're going to have me in that car for 22 years, right, Mr. Goody Two Shoes? That's Derek the Changeman Smith. Oh, let me turn your mic on.
The one and only.
Oh, my God. Yeah. My brother. Okay. But anyway, this song right here, Professor, I'm not sure whether you've heard this one or not. It's called Love Me.
Lovely.
Love Me.
Oh,
check
love
it out.
Me. Okay.
Baby. Yeah, you're going to have to.
With my loving heart, 'cause I don't think that's funny. Love, oh, love me, yeah. Love me, tell me that you care. Promise you, you'll always be there. Don't play with my love. Girl, they look good to me. Said all of those old sweet things too.
Hey, that's the soul singing pastor, Pastor Derek the Changed Man Smith. The song is called Love Me, newly released. What a talent, what a talent, what a talent. Hey, guys, gals, hey, we're back. It's Monday Night Madness tonight. I'm with honored to have again.
Okay.
The Professor of Pop Culture, Mr. Elroy Board III. Yes, sir. How are you?
I am splendid. No. I am miraculous.
Yes, you are.
You know why I am miraculous?
I don't know, but you can. I'm sure you're going to share.
Because we are going to feature a miracle man. Ooh. A man who is the architect of the sound of young America. And at 82, I believe it is. Yes, I believe it is. 82
wow.
years old. If I'm going to double check that. 82, 83. Coming out with brand new music on Friday. And brand new sexy music at that. So, Planet Earth, for this week and next week, for 2 weeks, we are going to focus entirely on William Smokey Robinson. And next Monday, 1 week from today, okay, you want to tune in for this, we will feature the entire album, the new album that will be released on Friday. We will play every song of, get this, Gasms.
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 Yo, I knew I was pronouncing it right. I knew it. Smokey Robinson, what an amazing career. And wow, the career had to span over 60 years. Has to. Because let's go back up in the very, very 60s. Even when he joined Motown in the 60s. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. So you're really talking about 63 years now.
And if you think about this, at one point in time, he was a VP of Motown.
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Folks, you know a lot about him. We know a lot about him. We're going to put it all together and enjoy.
Hey.
I just want to give the props, some and well-deserved props, to my co-host last night.
Yes.
That is the Jazzy One. Jazz, if you're listening, the professor told me when he came in, he says, man, the show that you guys did last night. Now, what we talk about on Sunday nights, we have what we call Sunday Night Gold.
It's called gold for a reason.
Because we pull out the golden gems. We put those out for you.
Mm-hmm.
And our objective there is because a lot of people dread Mondays, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
So we want to get your week started, okay? And just take you to wherever you have to do, whatever your endeavors are, whatever your vocation is, take you in there with a smile. Say, wow. And remember the night before. And then we infuse it with Monday Night Madness. Okay. And that's to keep your weeks going, because guess what? Then we'll catch up with you again Wednesday nights and Thursday
that's
nights.
Right.
You want to listen to Mad Mike Wild Will Coasted.
Oh boy.
Oh, I love that show. I love that
mm-hmm.
show. Well, I love all three, and we were speaking last night. Each one has a different elements. Now, we play a lot of great music on all of them.
Yes.
The themes are different. Mm-hmm. The approach is different.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
my
yes,
God.
Yes,
the personalities, yes. They're different. But they're all a whole lot of fun. All right. Mm-hmm. So, with that, Professor, why don't I play a few songs by the former icon, the esteemed Mr.
Former. I think he's still an icon.
Well, I guess you're right about that, too.
Yeah. Well, no, oh, okay. Wait a minute. Is icon the same as legend? See, that's the question.
Okay, and the difference would be?
Legend is immortal.
Ooh.
Timeless.
Uh-huh.
Icon, bigger than the average celebrity. Huge.
Right. Uh-huh.
But possibly, probably, just for the present time, with the potential of legendary status.
Well,
I'm guessing.
Yeah, well,
all
you know, I tell you what, after that explanation, I think he's probably both.
He's
a past,
both.
And when I say former, because we don't hear a lot of his music on most stations anymore.
Right. It's because of the age thing, you know.
Right.
Paul McCartney said pop music is for kids. So when the artist gets into that middle age bit, it's difficult. It's just a difficult thing. But he's making an impact Friday. Planet Earth, ladies.
Uh-oh.
The title is Gasms. You know, this old lady on social media the other day, she said to me, this is mean. WB, this was so mean, but she said, smoking need to worry about adult daycare instead of worrying about gasms.
Well,
oh,
really? Okay. Well, he's still doing it. So, lady, I think you might want to sit down and listen. If he's still doing it, then I don't think adult daycare is in the immediate horizon. No, I can't go along with that. I'm sure maybe you're making a joke. Maybe your intentions were great. But no, I think you need to sit down and listen. All right?
Ageism.
In other words,
got a job.
The miracles. This is Monday Night Madness.
I just couldn't get hired. Saw a sign in a grocery store. Help is light. And we need some more.
I got a job.
Sha-da-da, sha-da-da-da.
I got a job.
Sha-da-da-da, sha-da-da-da.
Never quit my brand new
job.
Never quit my brand new job.
Now this one, oh, this is one of my jams.
Mine too.
I'll try something new. The Miracles. Whew. I'll try something new. Folks, especially guys, did you get the message in that song? Look, if this won't work, maybe. Look, I'll try something new. Oh, I'm just that dedicated. My. Which leads me to, hey, welcome everybody. The professor, we're having a party, but we're not having it all by ourselves, even though it seems like that. Thank you for joining us on Monday Night Madness.
We are practicing miracle mindedness.
This is insane. I'm already, it's nostalgic from the beginning.
And I'm feeling cool. I'm feeling cool, like
very
Smokey.
Cool. Let me get my sunglasses so I can see what's going
right?
on.
Yeah.
Right? These songs in the title. Okay. They told stories, but the title a lot of times the story was in the title, in the very beginning, right? And then it's followed up by all of this great, melodic, content, with the voices and the musicians. Now these cats, it wasn't digitized then the way it is now.
Uh-uh.
These guys were live. They're in studio.
Live in the studio.
Absolutely.
And jazz cats who Berry Gordy got out of the jazz clubs of Detroit. Okay. Because that was that time that because rock and roll was overtaking American popular music, because in jazz, there was always, every 20 years, there was a new generation of jazz musicians. Motown started at the time when the next generation was going into other things. Okay, because the pop music was burgeoning because of rock and roll and the upcoming British invasion. So for Berry Gordy to go into Detroit jazz clubs and get these cats and bring them over to Hitsville.
Yes.
Okay, but you see, it was the skills that you were talking about. See, it's the skills. And not only was Mr. Robinson an executive, he was also a master producer. You are also talking about a gentleman not only that can sing like an angel, but a producer.
That's
you
right.
You know, it used to be a time, Jazz and I used to talk about this, there used to be a time that the only requirement for you for being a good producer is to have great knowledge of the piano keyboard. To just be a good pianist. Because the piano is the language.
Of course.
It's the language of all music. Nowadays, in 2023, the only requirement to being a producer is your laptop. Okay? And I'm not hating, but I'm just saying, 63 years.
Come on.
Look how much has changed. Okay? And you're talking about the lyrics and the story and the title. You know who's called America's greatest poet?
No, I don't.
Bob Dylan. But do you know what Dylan said? Dylan, and told it to his face, Dylan said, Smokey Robinson is America's greatest poet.
I would agree.
And that is from Bob Dylan.
Yeah, he says, look, no, I can't handle this. I'm not there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm not the guy.
Yeah.
Think about that.
I know.
And these stories, they are just brilliant. That's why I think there was a period of time where music really suffered a little bit, because with the transitions between, you take the Smokey Robinson, the Temptations, and even we can include the OJs or whatever those groups were. There was a transitioning period where people said, you know, and I believe you've heard this before, music isn't what it used to be. And now there's a lot of great music out here now. But there was a span.
Sure.
Between this era. Okay.
You're right.
Okay. When music,
yes.
It didn't have that.
Mm-hmm.
And later other things had to come in to fill that, like with the disco era after that.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And then you had to have skills. You had to have musical skills for disco.
And like you said now. Mm-hmm. And this is something, that, I don't know. This would be very difficult for me to respect. Mm-hmm. Because they were talking about, this was something that I kind of got a little disturbed about. Mm-hmm. It's like, there was an article about the next greatest hit that you hear may just be AI, artificial intelligence. Look, that's an insult to me. I grew up loving music, music major in college, you know, what I do now, all it encompasses music. I can see.
Okay. I have a couple things to say. Number one, this is late April. Next week will be May, right?
Uh-huh.
So in about another 7 or so months, in December, when the American media will have their shows on the year of review, they will say 2023 was the year of AI. Because it's true. We are going faster than we expected. Now, what does this mean for music? Did you know there is software now for songwriters and musicians? There is software that gives the artist questions, anywhere from 50 to 150 to 200 questions about yourself, about your inner self. You answer those questions, and from that data, it will create a song. And guess what? You legally are credited as the composer. And you can copyright it, and you can publish it, and it is your song, and you won't know an E string from a saxophone key.
That's incredible. Now, mm-hmm. What about the vocals? If I want to sing this song.
Well, I don't know about vocals. Now, vocals, you know, they're going to have something for that. Now, vocals is going to have to really happen. Have you ever heard of Band in a Box?
I think I have, but I don't know. What I'm saying by vocals is that, okay, so let's say this software will write that song for me. You're saying like the instrumentation.
The instrumentation and the melody.
Now, if I were able to dub my voice into that,
well,
I may not have a problem with that.
Well, we can hook a microphone up to a computer and then you do it. Okay. Vocals is probably for right now something that is still organic and something that we have to do. But there's also a software called Band in a Box. All you have to do is type in the chords to a song into the software and then boom, the band does it. You don't have to do anything anymore, man.
Well, I don't want to do something. I really want to do something. I mean, I don't want the machine to take completely over. I can say that it does have its advantages. I can see that, you know. I can see that. But as long as it's my voice, then I would be okay with it. I might be okay.
Interesting. That's why we're celebrating Mr. Robinson today. Just to correct something earlier, he's 83. He had a birthday.
Okay.
In February. So he's 83 years old. And next Monday, I think Carol Burnett will be 90. So we're looking at these folks and how, see, we're living longer. Okay. So these beautiful people like Smokey and, Carol, they look like what they did 30, 40 years ago, man. So there's hope. There's hope for us.
Hope is alive.
Well,
cry because you're gone, and I cannot carry, on. Please come back.
If I had to guess, it would have to be around 1964, maybe a little earlier. I need a change. This is Monday Night Madness, everyone. You're hanging with me, WB and the Professor. It's a lot of music. We're going to get more into it. I think I'll just do a quick medley.
Okay.
Don't get as much music as get us. Is that cool?
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's like.
And then there's this.
Oh, darling, all I want is blue. I don't want riches, and I don't want gold. I just want you to have and to hold. I don't know me, and I don't want.
It will be all right. Be all right. Oh, this one. Wow. This one.
Nice and easy.
Yep. That's the one.
You got a love that's really real.
I think I'll turn this one up.
Now, when I'm getting along with you,
this The Miracles, along with Billy Griffin, do it, baby.
Yeah, that's after Smokey left.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what?
What?
I just thought, I said, you know, this thing has to, I'm going to use the R word right now. It's gonna have to go into the rotation.
Say it.
That's right. That is the WB's Platinum Party Mix 4.0 Hall of Fame. Yep. I don't know how I missed it. I remember because I haven't heard that song in several years.
Oh,
I've played it on this network, but it hasn't been in the last 2, 3, 4 years or so that longer. I don't even know when because we covered Smokey once before.
About 3 or so years ago, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether we played this or not.
We probably did because,
maybe it's been that long then.
Yeah, because we also focused on the Miracles, after, Smokey. But this one, we're.
That jam.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know, I was going through a little medley, and when you do a medley, you know, you might play maybe 30 seconds of a song. It just depends on where and where you think the bridge might be before I transition into the next song, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then there's some songs that they say, women are holding. We're going to leave it right there. And that was one of them.
Okay. Oh, but that number, it will be all right. God.
Oh.
Just incredible.
Thank
you
for playing that. That was great,
wasn't it? Jeez.
That was great.
Mm.
This one, remember.
She's not a bad.
Now, Smokey was there.
Because
yeah.
She made me see. How love could be. But she.
I love you, baby.
So rock and roll.
Yep.
Someday a maybe, a baby will come and hold my hand. We will walk to her father and with a smile I'll say, come, let's talk.
I don't remember that. It must have been on a B-side of a single.
There were a lot of
45.
Yeah, and a lot of non-album B-sides too. Yeah.
You're crazy.
I'm crazy.
Who makes you think that it's only you?
Your baby. Your baby.
Feels so fine.
Feels so fine.
From the 35th anniversary album.
Sometimes you make me smile. Sometimes you make me cry. But no matter what you do, I still love you. Let me tell you why. Cause you feel so fine. The feeling is so. Every time you touch me on my head, let me tell you, it feels so bad and it feels so fine.
Oh boy.
So fine to me. It may be silly of me not to want another guy to call
your
name, but it's just the way that you love me that's driving me insane.
Is it a bass sax that I hear in there?
Like baritone, yeah.
Baritone could be. Feels so fine. The feeling is fine. Oh, the miracle. Smokey Robinson. 83. Yeah.
And his wife Claudette. I mean.
Okay.
God.
Hey, look. You know, just like that person who commented earlier about, you know, him maybe looking at some adult care.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. That's just, okay. All right. Hey, look, that is funny. I know you were just trying to make a joke, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure. Hey, look, as a matter of fact, there was a magazine, and that I saw about, people, 65 or 60 over and, look magnificent.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some. Oh, who is that? Was that Lena Horne or who was, I'm thinking about one of the most beautiful women in the world and they're in the ages like 80 that's still looking gorgeous.
Yeah.
Look.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've also seen some 35 year olds that might want to take some tips. Anyway.
Hey.
I'm going to leave it like that. Mm-hmm. Okay, because we're having fun. Hey, because we, the nostalgia kicked in after the first couple of songs, folks, we're featuring none other than Smokey Robinson. And now we've been playing where he started. Now, oh, got a question.
Yes, hope you have an answer.
Oh, yes, yeah, I know you do. I absolutely do. The majority, what percentage of talent that came through there in the very beginnings, let's talk about the 50s or, okay, wherever it is. When was it established? Hitsville.
In 1959, 60.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's start there and let's go up to maybe the early 70s. The majority of the talent, let's go back a little bit. the majority of talent came out of Detroit, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Brewster Douglas.
That's where I'm going.
Housing projects. Yes. You know, Diana and Smokey, grew up together, went to the same, high school. And even though she was not a Hitsville label mate, Aretha Franklin and, Smokey Robinson.
They were friends, weren't they?
They were friends since the age of six. They were single digit, friends.
Okay.
What
about the Marvelettes? All of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you already had that close knit network. And don't forget Mary Wells. And don't forget the Temptations were there too. It's just crazy. It really is. So it's just and then sadly, I think they, you know, did away with them, with those, buildings. I hope there's a marker there. If there's any Detroit listeners, text the WB and let us know if there's at least a marker.
Let me just say something else. Let's talk about the geography.
Okay.
Within what, circumference or geographically speaking, were they talking about, right there in a whole just tiny section? Because it sounds like there was a lot of talent that came out of one basic general area.
And it will make you think that something's in the water, you know, for sure. I can't answer that. Is a bucket list for me to go to Detroit one day and to get that answer.
Yeah. You know? if I'm making any sense at all.
You are making sense. I just.
Okay. So because there's talent all over the world, right?
Yes.
But to have that concentration.
Oh boy.
You see what I'm getting at?
And I love those stories, that concentration of talent. You know, and you hear about people's childhoods and, who lived down the street from that famous person, and that famous person lived across the street from that, all in the same neighborhood. It's just one of those.
It's mind blowing.
Well, it's divine.
And where else in the country can you have that certain acclaim?
I think it can happen anywhere. You know, look, I mean, there's a click. It's all about clicks. Now, don't worry about fame. Forget fame. Now,
I'm talking about where I grew up. I'm talking from my natural born talent. Where did I grew up? So women, hold, we weren't clicking then. We weren't even playing then. We just grew up. We were born.
Okay, so now
and so
look.
Now you have all of this kind, all of this talent in a small area. Yes. And
look at William Brown, successful radio entrepreneur from the same area of Richmond, Northside, as Major Harris. Okay,
I grew up on the south side, but.
Okay, I'm still claiming that. I'm still taking that. Same town as Plunky. Wow. Okay. So, you have to look at it as such. And we no longer have 6 degrees of separation. Now, you may not know this right off the top of your head. You may have to research this, but you have at least one person who is a degree between you and Plunky, and one person who is a degree between you and Major Harris. Okay? And, what about, Poison? Remember Poison?
Yeah.
From here? Made it on Soul Train? And don't you tell me you don't know anyone around here who knew Poison, knew those guys in Poison. Okay? Who is about 25 miles away from you? Who is about 25 miles away from you in Chesterfield?
D'Angelo.
That's right, man. See, man, okay, let's celebrate what we got.
Okay.
Because you're just as good as everyone else. You just as good.
Of course. Yeah.
You worldwide, aren't you?
It is. Yeah. We don't speak enough about the corporate name. We'll talk about that. But it is, William Worldwide, and we have two subsidiaries.
Hey.
Okay. We have, I don't say it a lot. But and perhaps I should, we have the financial side, which is WB Financial Services, and then we have Studio W Buzz Global Radio. So I am blessed and I am thankful and I appreciate that. That makes me feel good.
You know that scent of money that you put up to your nose? Just him talking about it, man. I'm smelling the money.
Ladies and gentlemen, be right back after this. This is Monday Night Madness. Studio W. I was hanging out with my main man, the Professor of Pop Culture.
Hey,
yep. Mr. Elroy Board the Third.
Hey.
Right here.
That's me, as Jazzy would say.
This is so much great music here. Okay. Did we play that?
No. See, that's those jazz musicians. That's why that's that sound.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that Barry went out and got?
Yeah. That's that sound, right?
WB and the Professor way over there, the Miracles.
She was mine, all mine, 'cause I can hear her saying,
My. Hey, gotta stop it right there. You know, we were talking about, I'm a, both of us are fans, obviously, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
But there are songs that I'm playing right now that I had never heard before. And
but isn't that a beautiful thing?
It is great.
Yeah. Rediscover new stuff.
All the time. And that's, you know, that thing we call a brain in our head, that's a muscle, and we need to exercise it. Mm. And I can't think of a better way than exercising. The most important, I would say organ, no, I can't say the most important, but it's right up there. Mm-hmm. Maybe number two. You gotta have, okay, you have the heart too. Okay, yes. But anyway, and I don't mean that sarcastically at all.
Right,
but
right.
But what I'm
right,
saying
right.
is, this is, just really, really good music. And so when you're listening to music, it increases in, expand your ability to learn something. You learn a new song, a message, and there are so many messages in music.
You know, I think you have something there because remember the Mozart effect that they were talking so much about in the 90s? That putting on Mozart while you're working or studying improves not only your concentration and your flow, okay, but possibly can raise some IQ levels.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, absolutely.
Remember that study?
Oh, absolutely. And I tell you, you know, we addressed that on our Thursday night show, Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast,
mm-hmm.
because our whole, the objective is to expand your musical horizon.
Absolutely, yes.
And through music, we know that there are messages. There's always a message in a song.
Of course.
Of some sort.
That's right.
There is a story in song. And it can even be instrumental.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There was a story in there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, classical music, especially ballets, if you listen to the music itself will tell the story of what's going on. And
that is brilliant.
Yeah. And you don't have to be heavily trained in music. You know, just concentrate to it. Open your mind and open your heart, you know. And just concentrate and listen, you know?
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great, great, great mental exercise. So folks, while you're jamming with us, you know, it's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Okay. We're going to give you the benefits also. Monday Night Madness right here. I'm hanging out with the Professor of Pop Culture. I am WB. We've got more music. We've got more music than we have time. I remember this one. Now, have any of you, have your mom told you about, not so much the dads, right? Have your mom told you to shop around, or maybe, perhaps dads too. Okay, well, remember this song. There's a message in all of them.
Age, my mother called me to her side. She said, son, you're growing up now.
Yep.
Pretty soon you'll take a ride.
And there's a story to that song.
And then she said, just because you